from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The President and Prime Minister meet the press.
The United States respects the sovereignty of the British people and their right of self-determination. A free and independent Britain is a blessing to the world.
President Trump's opening statement regarding the enduring relationship between the U.S. and the U.K. in a joint news conference with him and British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Madam Prime Minister, we look forward to working closely with you as we strengthen our mutual ties in commerce, business, and foreign affairs.
The Prime Minister expressed optimism and offered what both countries consider the number one priority.
Now, today we're discussing a number of topics, and there's much on which we agree. The President has mentioned foreign policy. We're discussing how we can work even more closely together in order to take on and defeat Daesh and the ideology of Islamist extremism wherever it's found.
And then a series of questions from a British correspondent wondering if there'd been any subjects where they had disagreed, listing a series of controversial stands taken by the new president, including torture and banning Muslims.
I've been listening to the president and the president has been listening to me. That's the point of having a conversation and a dialogue. And we have been discussing a number of topics. We'll carry on after this press conference, meeting and discussing a number of other topics.
Mr. Trump talked about the role James Mattis, his Secretary of Defense, would take under questions of utilizing torture.
I don't necessarily agree, but I would tell you that he will override because I'm giving him that power. He's an expert. He's highly respected. He's the general's general. Got through the Senate very, very quickly, which in this country is not easy, I will tell you.
This is VOA News.